We may be about to see the end of the annual Easter trading battles. Labor Minister Simon Bridges has signalled they will relax the way they do Good Friday and Easter Sunday shopping rules and the way they are enforced. The argument is it'll free up resources to investigate abuses of migrant workers. Joining me now, Family First Director Bob McCoskrie and Newmarket Business Association CEO Ashley Church. And a very good morning to you both.
Morning, Susan.
Good morning, Susan.
So, Ashley, you think this is a great idea. Why?
Well, I think there's two issues here, Susan. The first one's around choice. There's a pretty significant number of people in this country, both businesses and individuals, who celebrate or commemorate Easter, and there's nothing in this proposal that's suggesting that that should change. But there's also a pretty significant number of people, both businesses and individuals, for whom it's simply another day, and who I think would appreciate the opportunity to be able to both trade and take advantage of commerce on that day. And so in that respect, I think it's a pretty clever and innovative move on the part of the Minister, because there's no suggestion that the day itself should be changed, simply that those who want to take advantage of that opportunity should do so. The second issue, the really key issue, I think, is around migrant communities and the treatment of migrant workers. And I think most Kiwis recognise that there's some practices going on, both with regard to work practices and pay conditions for some of these folk, that really do need to be addressed. And if this measure can free up resources to enable the Labor Department to do that, then I think most of us would say that's a pretty good thing.
Bob, you're against it. You think it's a bad idea. Why?
Well, I certainly agree with the second aspect, that we do need to deal with the abuse of migrant workers. I don't think anybody would disagree about that, but I think that's a smokescreen. I actually wonder whether this is a payback for the Mundialisation Bill. In effect, what the government completely opposed those Mundialisation of those public holidays. And so in return, let's claim back some statutory holidays. I don't think it is an issue about choice. For many workers, they don't have the luxury of the choice to whether to work or not. Employers might be able to make that choice, but not the workers themselves. If the shop's open, they've got to turn up. And our simple argument is public holidays are important, they're traditions, whatever the reason for them, Kiwis need them and we should make the most of them.
Ashley, is it surely not a matter, actually, it's the fact that there just are only a certain number of labour inspectors in the country, around, I think, 75, not a huge number, and it's a matter of priorities?
Oh, look, I think there's an element of truth in that, and I think I'd probably agree with Bob to the extent that if there was a suggestion that the legislation was being changed, and that, remember, that's not what's being suggested here, we're simply talking about the Labor Department turning a blind eye, if there was a suggestion that the legislation should actually be changed and that there were no commensurate protections for workers that wanted to continue to commemorate Easter, then I think I'd agree with them completely, but that's not what's being proposed. We're simply talking about the Labor Department saying we've got limited resources, we can use those more effectively in an area that I think most Kiwis would regard as being more important.
So the speed limit is 100. The police say, look, we haven't got enough cops to enforce it, so go for your life. I mean,
it's a slightly different thing, though, Bob, and hasn't it been silly?
No,
hang on, let me get the question out. Hasn't it been a bit silly, though? You know, we've got the same old, you know, for example, plant shops that open every time. They flout the law, they pay the fine, no one really cares, and on they go. I mean, it's been a bit of a nonsense, hasn't it?
Well, the Prime Minister called it the law a dog's breakfast. And he's right. It's not consistent. It's not fair. There's certain places around the country that can open and others that can't. But liberalising it is not the answer. Look, New Zealand...
They're not liberalising it. Aren't they just ignoring it?
Well, it's the same thing, Susan. You either have a law and enforce it or you don't. Otherwise, you make a mockery of the law. And the fact of the matter is that we need these public holidays where the whole of New Zealand gets a chance to do things like the reunions, the cultural and the recreational events over Easter weekend. And look, tourists will cope. New Zealanders will cope. You go to many countries that have public holidays with shops closed, Fridays in many Islamic countries, Saturdays in Israel, many Sundays in parts of Pacific neighbours. I mean, we all go to the Pacific Islands and we just know that Sunday is a no-shopping day and we cope.
I think ain't going to happen though, Bob, because the horse is bolted on that one. Thank you both for your time this morning though, Bob McCroskey and Ashley Church.